On the line now, I have Padraig Conlon from the Northside People. Good afternoon, Padraig.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
So, the Northside People, there's one in it here that the closing of Merino to diverted traffic, that caused a lot of consternation down around that area.
So obviously, I'm sure listeners are aware of, you know, the new Clontarf to the city centre cycleway. So while this is being built, you know, traffic is going to need to be diverted through Merino. Now, yeah, one of the independent councillors, Damien O'Farrell, brought a motion asking for the diversion to be stopped, basically. The council went against them. They said, you know, a lot of other councillors as well, that, you know, the cycleway needs to get built quickly and, you know, this would only slow that down. The cycle lane seems to be causing an awful lot of strife around the city. It'll be the next civil war, I'd say. It'll be fought along the lines of where you lie on the cycle lane issue. Pro cycle lane or anti cycle lane?
it's a mad one. Whether to put it on road or whether to put it on a footpath, it's going to cause arguments either way, isn't it?
In this country, I think it's like that's an Irish thing, isn't it? We just have to fall out over. I think other countries, it seems that, well, you know, in Europe anyway, from what I read, these things seem to just happen.
Yeah.
I don't know. With us, it's, you're either one side or the other. There's no grey area with Irish people, I think. <It's> like, so hopefully now, you know, it's one of these things again. It's a lot of times both sides. You know, I'm a cyclist myself, but I understand, you know, people need to get into their homes and stuff like that need to use their cars and everything. So, it's not a one size fits all. Yeah.
When it comes to planning, even if it's housing developments, there's always going to be a bit of controversy, you know. So,
there is. You're never going to please all the people.
No. Now, we'll move on. Roisin Shortall there is, and an awful lot of people are giving out about the government plan to cut PUP. I was watching an interview last night, and with a Sinn Féin TD, and he had to say three times that there are people who aren't going back to work, and their PUP is still going to be cut.
I saw that as well. Where, you know, an RT presenter who's on well over 100,000 a year or something, kind of feeling so passionate about giving people €350 to maybe, you know, keep their head above water. When you think of the amount of public money that's wasted in this country, in this city as well. Roisin Shortall, yesterday, you know, another one of the politicians, she accused the government of reneging on a promise. They said, they have said numerous occasions actually that, don't worry, we won't just, you know, pull the rug from everyone. We won't, I think the expression was, you know, throw people over a cliff edge and, you know, withdraw this PUP payment quickly. But that's exactly what they seem to be doing now.
Yeah.
It's going to be phased out. For the money that they're going to save, is it really, really necessary to, you know, to,
yeah.
It's a strange one to me. You know, what do you make of yourself?
I think it's crazy. Like when you think about the money the RTDs are making themselves, you know, between wages and benefits and stuff like that. You know, they could take a cut in their wages and fucking
absolutely.
They'd still be very rich.
But it's their expenses as well. I suppose that's signed off now, isn't it? Another thing for, you know, a lot of people to unnecessary stress now that's been kind of landed upon them, thanks to this government. But unless we get that overturned, but We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, yeah. And nowadays it's terrible because a lot of people are saying, like, these guys are on huge money and they're telling us we have to survive on €300 a week. You know,
yeah.
It's,
exactly.
You know. Anything else in this week's that...
this week we just covered, I suppose, the Portmarnock Golf Club ending its men-only policy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It only took them 127 years. they're there now. I wouldn't be a golf man. Would you be a golf man yourself?
No, I played pitch and putt a couple of times, but that was a bit weird.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that. I kind of, everything about golf kind of annoys me. The clothes, the waste of good. I'd rather see social housing be built on a lot of these golf courses, to be honest with you. But I know there are people that do like it, and good luck to them. So the gentlemen of Portmarnock decided, as I said, after 127 years, they voted there last week to allow female members. But I think what they actually said was they'll get rid of Rule 3, which states that the club shall consist of members who shall be gentlemen.
Oh, I was actually very surprised when I read that. I was saying, holy God, in this day and age, you know, you're not allowed to play golf if you're a woman. It's crazy.
I shouldn't be laughing. It's just, I am the same. Like, apparently it was... only like 83% voted, but there was apparently almost 17% voted against. Who are these people?
They're gentlemen.
It's just bonkers. Like, is it 2021? I know I shouldn't be laughing, but it's just like, but apparently it's all there could be another motivation behind this. I know I'm very cynical and all that, but so Portmarnock, supposedly, I don't know much about golf. They'd be kind of the main place for holding big golf championships, but because of its male-only policy, they haven't staged the Irish Open in 2003. So now the golf people reckon that Portmarnock could be back in the big time as regards hosting the Irish Open and that. So and they'll have the benefit of, you know, female membership as well, which is, you know, good thing for that. I think that some of those men out there might.
Now I'm looking on online here on my phone. I don't have a copy of the Dublin People. There's one here. Dublin Town welcomes proposals for O'Connell Street district announced by Hammerson. What's that all about?
Yeah, so Hammerson's announced, I think it was on Monday, the new plan for Moore Street area, O'Connell Street, and that's the redevelopment of it, rejuvenation of it. Now, there's been it's kind of 5-acre site, O'Connell Street, Moore Street, and I think there's a bit of Talbot Street maybe as well. But the plans have been mainly welcomed by most people. The Nile Ring Independent Councillor around there, and most people are fairly happy with the plans. Like, I think everyone would agree, that area does need to be rejuvenated.
Yeah, and I know. I would say there was a historical interest in house and Moore Street.
Yeah, well, no, that's all part of the plans as well.
Is it? Yeah.
Thankfully, because there had been plans to demolish all that. That was the house where was it Pádraig Pearse handed over the surrender notice.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
1916, and I think the O'Reilly, one of the leaders, he died close to up there as well, exiting the GBO. So it's a very historic area, obviously, as well.
So a lot
of cross party agreement on that, but I'm sure that we can find somebody who's not happy with it. But we'd all agree that the area does need some rejuvenation. But as I said, Hammerson's, the developers, they said in their statement that they ensure that the numbers 14 to 17 Moore Street will be properly restored and a national monument erected, so they got there. Plans also include a fully integrated the Metrolink station for O'Connell Street. So, I don't have the exact time frame that when it's supposed to start. The three of the six planning apps have been submitted on Monday to DCC. So apparently more to follow in the coming months, developers have said. So hopefully work on that begin next year.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just now, on a more serious matter, I'm reading here, homeless people should have more access to mental health services. Now, you know, people that aren't homeless don't have enough access to mental health services, so that's a quite serious one.
It is, it's not just among homeless people. I think the mental health services from us, stories we've covered in the years, it's quite shocking, actually, to be honest with you, like some of the stories we've covered. There has to be more investments. Government needs to sort this out ASAP, because we could have a ticking time bomb on our hands here as regards young people's mental health, everyone's mental health, but especially with young people, just hope it's not the usual thing in this country that they kind of kick the problem down the road and deal with it again. It needs to be dealt with now. It's going to be a huge job to fix the mental health services in this country. And I hope it's taken seriously. We've covered a few of these stories now in the past few days, and a lot of local representatives, TDs and councillors have been raising the issue.
Yeah, it's like the deaths among homeless people is very serious. I interviewed the Inner City Helping Homeless, and they're doing great work. They're doing their best, but I think there's more funding badly needed to go into the mental health services.
Yeah, absolutely, John. You just hope that. I'm not saying they're not taking it seriously, but it just, not enough has been done.
Yeah.
There are other areas that get a lot more attention and stuff, and I'm sure as you said, you can talk to people that are engaged and work in these areas, or engaged in these areas, or through volunteering, whatever, they'll tell you, nobody is happy with the level of support from the government,
Yeah.
It'd be very rare to find somebody who would say, it's not good enough, and something needs to be done soon.
Right, and the readers' letters page is still going strong, yeah?
Yeah, still going strong, John. Yep, exactly. We have, I can't remember the ones from this week now. I think we have, in the current one we're working on the moment, I think is, people are on again about the young'uns in town drinking.
Drinking and having a good time.
Drinking and having a good time, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's disgraceful.
that sort of thing.
The argument there is as well, they need more bins, they need more toilet facilities and things like that. But at the same time, there's very little mask wearing going on in gatherings,
And to be fair, there are, other people who wish to use the city centre as well. They might that have run the line earlier on, and couldn't obviously. I only wasn't. I saw the video of everywhere else. It was South William Street, you'd be doing well. It was sort of like a music festival kind of the last day. I know that the government said they want everyone to have an outdoor summer, but I don't think they meant the second night of Woodstock or whatever. Balance, I suppose, needs to be reached.
Anyway, hopefully there's light at the end of the tunnel and we'll be back to normal.
Beer garden hopefully soon.
Yeah.
you can do this live from a beer garden hopefully.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I was going to say, you can come into the studio. No, we'll go to the beer garden.
Good stuff, man. I look forward to it.
Okay, Padraig, listen, thanks a lot for taking the call.
John.
We'll talk again in another couple of weeks. Good luck.
All the best. See you, John. Bye.